This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Cotton. This textile fiber is used in so many things. The binding of books, coffee filters, Q-tips, furniture, mattresses, and of course, nearly every type of clothing and towel. The oil found in cotton seeds is used in cosmetics and lotions. And after all the processing of cotton, the rest can be fed to livestock. Cotton isn't something that we grow in Southeast Kansas, but we used to. Really, the only reason why we don't on a larger scale is that there are no local cotton gins. Cotton is a kind of odd crop though. First off are the large flowers that look similar to okra, as the two are in the same family. The fiber within the plant pod, called the boll, actually comes out of the seed. The seed is around 23% protein and 20% oil, a similar oil content to soybeans. The cotton plant originated in Central and South America, where the crop's genetic ancestors grew year-round in nearly tree-sized shrubs. Now we grow cotton in temperate climates where it rarely gets above 6 feet tall. However, it likes the heat, and southern Kansas is about the farthest north that it has enough heat units to get it through its very long cropping season. In central Kansas, cotton is planted in May, when soil temperatures get above 65 degrees, and is harvested in October and November. Much like soybeans, it has a long reproductive season and continues to develop cotton bolls. In fact, at times a growth regulator is sprayed at specific times in the cotton growth to get it to hurry up, otherwise it would keep making new cotton bolls that don't have time to finish. Cotton can be grown in dry conditions because of its long reproductive season, but its production is considerably increased with good moisture, much like soybeans. As far as fertilization, the pH, phosphorus, and potassium requirements are much like other crops. The nitrogen, however, is more exacting, because too much will make big plants with fewer finished cotton bolls. Sort of the same idea as too much nitrogen on tomatoes in the garden. Nitrogen needs in non-irrigation is around 70 to 100 pounds of nitrogen per acre. In this area, boron could also be an issue, as this nutrient is important in many flowering crops. While planting cotton can be done in the same planters as other crops, of course harvesting is very different. Those huge square bales you see on the edge of cotton fields require completely different types of combines called strippers or pickers. Harvested cotton is then graded on a number of parameters like fiber length, thickness, strength, and color. Cotton has similar pests as other crops like aphids, mites, and stink bugs. The army earworm, also called the soybean podworm, is called the bollworm in cotton. However, it's all the same species of worm. Weeds can be an issue in cotton, and is normally planted on 30-inch rows, and then grow slowly in the beginning of the season before it gets hotter in the summer. Cotton is a pretty neat crop, and while we don't grow it yet in this area, maybe someday we'll see the fields of puffy white again. If you have any questions about cotton production, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.